Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. In this week's iTunes review, we want to give a very special thank you to Leslie S. Thank you very much for your wonderful review. Today's story is called Adam and Eve, Part 1. And this comes from Genesis chapter 2, verses 7 through 10 and 15 through 22. If you have been listening recently, we just finished the creation story. Well, today we are starting way back there, all the way at the beginning. Back all the way to when God made the very first people. Does anyone know their names? That's right. Adam and Eve. Let's begin. Then the Lord God formed a man. He made him out of the dust of the ground. God breathed the breath of life into him, and the man became a living person. The Lord God had planted a garden in the east of Eden. He put in the garden the man he had formed. The Lord God made every kind of tree grow out of the ground. The trees were so pretty to look at. Their fruit was good to eat. I bet Adam saw juicy, plump oranges growing and yummy yellow bananas. There were two trees in the middle of the garden. One of them had fruit that let people live forever. The other had fruit that let people tell the difference between good and evil. A river watered the garden. It flowed out of Eden. The Lord God put the man in the Garden of Eden. He put him there to farm its land and take care of it. The Lord God gave the man a command. He said, "You may eat fruit from any tree in the garden, but, are you listening, Adam? You must not eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you do, you will certainly die." I wonder if Adam looked puzzled when he heard this. Whoa, that's pretty serious, he probably thought. And back to farming he went. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him." The Lord God had formed all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He had made all of them out of the ground. He brought them to the man to see what names he would give them. Okay, everyone. Pause for a moment. Did you just hear that? Adam gets to name all of the animals. What a cool job! Do you think he saw the animals and immediately knew what he wanted to name it? So, as soon as he saw a tiger, he yelled,
"Tiger!"
Or do you think he said some really silly names like,
Zufru Wildefant?
Then shook his head.
No, that can't be it. Aha! How about Elephant? That should be your name.
If you were able to name an animal, what name would you give it? Oh, that's creative. Okay, let's get back to our story. And the name the man gave each living creature became its name. So, the man gave names to all the livestock, all the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But Adam didn't find a helper that was just right for him. He probably sighed.
Ugh. These animals are really cool, but I wish I had someone like me to talk to and have picnics with.
So, God made the man fall into a deep, deep sleep. While the man was sleeping, God took out one of the man's ribs. Then he closed the opening in the man's side. Then God made a woman. He made her from the rib he had taken out of the man. And the Lord God brought her to the man. Adam took one look at her and was amazed. Maybe, he thought.
Hooray! Now I have someone just like me. I have a friend and a helper.
Maybe he jumped up and down, full of joy that he was not alone. Well, that's it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just learned. Remember, after Adam was made, God noticed that it was not good for him to be alone. He wanted to make someone like him, to be a helper. So, he made Eve. So, do you think God wants us to be alone? No, I don't think so. He wants us to have some friends and family. It doesn't mean we have to have a million, gajillion, fulfillion friends and family. But it's good to have a couple of them. God wants us to have people to talk with, cry with, and laugh with. He wants us to have people to pray with and to worship Him together. Tell me right now, one person you have in your life that is a friend or a family member. Wonderful! Let's thank God for that person in your life by giving God a big round of applause. Very good. Now, this was only the first part of our story on Adam and Eve. Tune in next week to hear the big, big, big thing that happens to them. It's so big that it changed everything. Thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Please consider helping support this ministry as we strive to reach children all over the world, bringing them the good news. You can find the links for this information and other details about the podcast by visiting our website at kbspodcast.com. The link is also included in the episode descriptions. Thank you again. And as always, bye for now.